Abby is going to share with us our scripture today. And today it's going to be a scripture from the Gospel of Luke, a teaching from Jesus that invites us to rethink who we care for and how.
Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. God of help, help us to hear. Help us to be listeners and doers of your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Ooh, perfect scripture for a baptism, huh? Yeah, right? Thank you to the lectionary pickers for today. We went with what they had, and this is it. A wonderful teaching for us, right? A good reminder that sometimes the stars will always align and things will feel perfect and wonderful. And when that happens, you can live in joy, right? Yeah. When I first read that, I thought, okay, sure, Jesus. Sure, we can love everybody and bless everybody and share everything and give up our coat when someone asks for more. We can, if they want something from us, they can just have it, right? And then I thought, oh, that's a hard one. Because sometimes people ask for things that we're not ready to give. Or that we shouldn't have to. And there's a few lines in there that I know some of us would struggle with. For deep, deep reasons. Probably ones you're not talking about on Sunday mornings in worship. But this is our family of faith. These are our brothers and sisters who have decided to come here to worship together, to support each other, to recognize that we are imperfect beings in an imperfect place, in an imperfect time, who are all just doing our best. And sometimes we're really good helpers. We're really good about saying, sure, you can have my lunch and my dessert. And other times we just want to drink our own water bottle and not share, right? No, just me. Okay. There are plenty of days that feel less than perfect. Plenty of times that the stars don't align, that words escape our lips that we didn't even know were ready to come out. And they make an exit in a way that is not life-giving. Sometimes our own history pours into a new situation where it doesn't even fit. And we have to check ourselves, right? There are some times that we even feel like we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, right? Not the right place at the right time. And there's those too, right? But what I hear in these words from Jesus to his disciples, to the apostles, to the crowd of people that gathered, I hear Jesus saying, carry God's love with you. Ha! I got back to love, didn't I? Yeah. In fact, I was really excited when I opened the scripture, and in the first sentence, it says love. I got excited until it said love your enemies, because those are not the people I usually want to love on. In fact, some people are actually really hard to love on, right? Yeah, but I'll go back to my thought. Sometimes we don't do things the way we're intending to do them. Or when they happen, they don't feel right. I was thinking about that. I was trying to think of examples for you, and I thought, sometimes we show up early for somewhere. And then I thought, no, that's not really it. It's we show up late, right? I think I'd never really been early. Yeah. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean. Sometimes we do things that hurt others. Sometimes we feel like we're in a space where the whole sky is falling. But today, for the next couple of minutes, could you center your thought on a time when that wasn't the case? On a time when everything did feel like it was going really well. If it's a moment or a whole day or a story, but think of a time. Bring to the front of your mind a time when life worked out, when you saw a moment of joy and felt it. You got one? You ready? Now think of what you did to get to that moment. If you remember, did you prepare for it? Were you ready to listen? Were you willing to go with the flow? Were you excited to be invited? I think part of what Jesus is telling his disciples in this message today is that in order to be ready for all that is to come, you have to take a little time to get ready. You got to prepare, right? Jesus was getting his disciples and his apostles ready for what was to come. I'm not sure that they knew that. And perhaps I just assume that because I have the rest of the book to look at, right? I've got the writing, so I can see that maybe that was the plan. But that's an assumption I make, that Jesus was using this time to prepare those around him to carry out his work. I think that our tradition of gathering for worship with song and prayer and meditation on the word and fellowship, I think that that tradition lends itself to preparing disciples to be out in the world, to preparing us to be people who can live with God's love in us out in the world. I think of this time as much as worship as a time of preparation. And you've chosen to participate, right? In different ways, at different levels, at different times, right? Some of you know the rituals well, the practices that we do, and you're surprised when I put the song after children's time instead of before, right? Or when we sing Christmas songs in February. Yeah, right? Well, Abby and Amelia were baptized on Christmas Eve. And that's a song they sang, so why not sing it today, right? Why do we limit ourselves? Oh, yeah. Some of us know exactly how many pieces of cheese to take from the hospitality line and how many to leave behind, right? And one of you can teach Abigail that. Yeah. But sometimes in this place we feel new or uninformed, where we realize we've never really thought about how many pieces of cheese to take. Or not take. Some things feel different. But being together in this place participating in the socially normative ways, having a shared experience, and being willing to try, right? I'm sure not all of you were excited about an up-down song today, right? But our kids were. They're going to sing that song for us one day. And they're going to be surprised that you already know it, even though we just sang it here, right? Yeah. This is how our church grows. This is how God's love grows. Being willing to step out in faith and to try. And today our church just got a little bigger. Some would say by one. Some would say by four. Others would say by a whole family or a community. You can count however you want. But baptizing one little guy, we got the opportunity to encounter the fullness of his relationships. And I believe that leaves us blessed. Blessed beyond a way that I know how to count. Today, the message from Luke is one about preparation and blessing. And it's really got clear direction, there's no confusion, that we are to go and do likewise. We are to be brave enough to hear, wise enough to listen. That we are to bless those who do good to us and those who curse us. That we are to pray not only for the ones who are easy to love, but and the ones who've been entrusted to our care, but also for those who trust us enough to pray for them. And those who don't. We're to share and to give and to offer and to be a part of someone's good days. We are invited to figure out those moments of happiness and to make those real for others in the world. That is a huge, huge blessing. What a gift. Jesus tells the crowd, and by extension, he tells us that we are loved and that that love should bring joy, but also that sometimes that love won't. That sometimes extending our circle can hurt, can be challenging, can make us have to open up our mind and wonder what our inclusion stance really means. Sometimes it might even stretch us beyond our comfort level. If that happens here, I invite you to stop at Culver's on your way home. Right? The flavor of the day always makes things better. Yeah. Well, almost always. Right? But the part of this message that Jesus offers his disciples, his apostles, us, is that we're not supposed to do these moments of joy, these sharings of love just once or twice, but we're supposed to do it every time. And every time we are to expect nothing in return. Now, I will tell you, listening to Abby read that today, I just thought, gosh, they tell us to expect nothing in return, and then at the end, Jesus says, and you're going to get all this good stuff. Turns it right back into Christmas or something, right? Yeah. But what if we stopped the message just at the beginning? The whole, it's better to give than receive. It feels better to share than to not. Be blessed to be a blessing. Could we do that? Without that expectation that more is to come for us. Now, as people of faith, we have read in the scriptures that there is more to come for us, that we will receive, right? Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we have been invited into everlasting life. We have been loved and cared for and not judged, right? But that God will instead forgive us for our sins, right? That there is more to come. But if we just stop at that first part about what we are called as disciples to do, would you do it? Would you claim to be a disciple? Would you come and put your hands in the water of baptism and own that that water is for you? If there really isn't anything that comes after, could you still do it? Now, I'm not negating anything that Jesus said or there's gifts or promises listed at the end. But I'm wondering if we could go to the waters of baptism, to the waters of life, to the fountain of grace and offer, even if there's nothing else to get. You know, there's a lot of people who live in this world who don't expect anything else good to come for them. You can think of all different reasons for that. Unfortunately, they haven't heard that last part that Jesus offers, that because of me, because of what I give to you, you will have peace, eternal life. So maybe that message is given to us today so that we remember to take it with us and to offer it to those who need to hear it. Today, this little guy received a gift of water, blessed by the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God and God's people. You promised to include him in your care. I love how the baptism covenant does that. It says it's not just about Henry or Henry's mom and dad or Henry's sister, right? It's about you, the family of faith gathered here, and you represent all faithful people everywhere. And you have said today that you will continue to learn the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. And you will continue to learn about Jesus' love. And you will teach him and other children like him and other adults like him and each other how to live in God's care. I hope you meant it. I think you did. Because for me, that brings great joy. That was the moment of joy that I was thinking about just a few minutes ago when I asked you to think of one, was seeing your faces look at him and recognize that he represents for us the next step, the next challenge, the next opportunity for us to be good disciples of Jesus Christ and to share God's love in this world. Yeah. Not only did we ask God to bless him just the way he is, but we recognize that God will love him just the way he is. So friends, I desire for you to have no confusion. We did have a whole month of messages about love, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. We do have the richness of being together in this space today and the blessing of fellowship. It's already laid out, so there's stuff for everyone, I promise, right? We have countless stories of life and encounters to share together and opportunities to do life together. We have the Bible, and we can share the stories that Jesus offered. We have opportunities to pray for each other and to forgive each other, to show kindness and mercy and care and love. But let's not be confused. We do it in the name of Christ. Because God loves us, so we shall love others. May you live, not by expecting something in return or what you might receive, but may you live through the blessings of God's love. And may you see most opportunities, or all of them, may you see opportunities to give and share with others. And because of it, may our faith grow. May our love grow. And may we continue to know and believe that the greatest gift has already been given for us. God's love. With God's help, may we never be confused. Amen.